Okay, this is activation number 9. At Whale Spirit Sanctuary. Ascension Immersion Retreat. Okay, so we're going to ask all of you to remember where you were before you came to this retreat. And then remember from the first activation up till today. So becoming aware of the difference and the changes that you're making. So remember how you felt, where your perception was leading up to this retreat. And how you've been integrating and expanding since day one. Okay, let's take a deep breath all the way up through the spine. Exhaling and letting go of any and all distractions that may be in your field. Deep breath. Okay, we're going to align with the fire of Pele. Mauna Kea, Mauna Loa, Haleakala. City of Refuge. Breathe into the spine. Relaxing the forehead, relaxing the jaw, shoulders, calves, fingers, and toes. Now, as your body relaxes, as the brain relaxes, your awareness increases and expands. And the more alive you become. Continue to let go of all distractions, especially on a mental level. All right, let's clear our fields. Bring in the violet from Prime Source, from the Godhead. Bring in this pure violet. Let it wash through all levels of your field, inside your body, throughout your mind, throughout your emotions. Imagine you're taking a cosmic shower. Letting go of people, places, and things. All right, let's bring in clarity into your solar plexus. Breathe in. So when you invoke clarity, you're invoking the light and sound that produces clarity. Okay. Take that clarity and bring it into your vision. The vision of who you are in this world. All right, invoke the four pillars of light. Your home realm. Again, the fire from Pele. And the power of the water element. And as we merge the fire and the water, it produces heat and steam and new life. Now, as you are ready, light the fire within your belly. This is your passion. This is your passion for being here. It's as if you're going to start a bonfire. Deep within, which is your prime mover. Now imagine this bonfire deep within. You're going to collect from your unconscious or your shadow aspect any and all resistance. Any and all judgments that may hinder the manifestation of this passion in this world. And you're going to put it in the bonfire. You're going to symbolically put your resistance, your doubts, your fears, your judgments into the bonfire to be purified, to be consumed by this fire, by this light. Go deep within your shadow. Get all of the doubts. Get all of the fears. Gently put it in the bonfire. With your blessings. Are you going to go into your family lineage? So one way to access that would be go into your Akashic records and begin pulling out all those generational doubts and fears. That all of your ancestors and family members had regarding manifesting their true destiny, the expression of their purpose here, their doubts, their fears, their phobias, that you have accepted into your cellular memory. Put it in the fire. Remembering those times when you were very young and your parents said, "You can't do that. You cannot do that. You're not supposed to be doing that." And give your inner kid permission to open up now those closed corridors or channels of expression. Set your inner child free now. Okay, let's breathe in and bring forth the divine balancing for your chakras, for your chakra flows, the flows within your nadi system and your meridians, as well as your endocrine system, divine flow and balance. Just breathe it in. Ask for it to circulate within your anatomy. Deep breath. Now let's receive this harmonizing ray into your emotional and mental bodies. It is likened unto an orchestra of light and sound, a symphony that creates a resonance within all the cells in your emotional and mental body, that produces harmony and peace. Now go to the outer edge of your auric field. There are a few remaining, fragments, energetic fragments of doubt gathered up. Put it into the bonfire. These are elements or fragments in which you doubt yourself, you second guess yourself, you backtrack. Gather those up. Bless it and put it into the bonfire to be consumed by the purifying fire of transformation. Lingering doubts, hesitations, and in some cases, procrastination. Gather these up. And some of these aren't even yours. Put them into the fire. We're doing some spring house cleaning. Allow the wind to help you do this. The wind is like your support. The wind is like a voice in the wilderness. Okay, let's bring up some earth energy into the feet. This is going to be the very calming, balancing, integrating frequencies from the heart of the earth, from the heart of Pele, from the heart of Haleakala, Mauna Kea, Mauna Loa, Kilauea. Now, allow a descent of awakening into the crown. Into the pituitary. Awakening. Awakening to joy. Awakening to connection. Awakening to awakening. Okay, let's together breathe 7 times. Breathing into the belly. Breathing into the belly, releasing the belly on the exhale. 7 times. Keeping the palm chakras open. Keeping your third eye open. Okay, now surround your body with a bubble of light, keeping your energy intact for your next adventure. A safe and gentle yet powerful cocoon of light around your body. That reflects the pure light of who you are. Let's take a deep breath. Feel, I am here, I am now, I am. I am as God created me. I am the life and the resurrection. When you're ready, slowly open the eyes, allowing the brain to adjust. We're going to take the pillars of light with us into our next adventure. Let's give thanks and gratitude for all support from the inner realms to your Amakua, your high self. Give thanks for the blessings. And for the presence of the birds. And the wind. Allowing the brain to adjust as you slowly open the eyes. Stay grounded, stay centered. Remember to drink water. And so it is.